This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. The United Nations' longest climate talks ever ended in Madrid Sunday, with countries agreeing to increase carbon-cutting commitments next year, but postponing clear-cut decisions in key areas. Critics accuse several of the world's biggest polluters, including the United States, of blocking progress to address a growing climate crisis. Lisa Bryant has more from Paris.
There was some progress and compromise. The European Union, with the exception of Poland, pledged this past week to reach net zero emissions by 2050. Delegates agreed to enhance emissions-cutting plans, but they failed to agree on clear targets, rules for carbon markets, or financing for poorer nations to adapt and respond to climate change. That adds pressure for next year, when the 2015 Paris Climate Agreement begins to be implemented. Here's a reaction from Costa Rica's delegation.
We did not quite get there this time, but we have progressed.
The talks were backdropped by a series of alarming findings on the growing impact of climate change on our oceans, forests, and glaciers. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.
Officials in Afghanistan confirmed Sunday the United States plans to withdraw thousands of troops from the country, insisting the move stemmed from a mutual understanding between the two allied nations. Sources in Kabul tell VOA the drawdown process is expected to start in 3 months. There has been no official confirmation of the timeline. Search and rescue efforts continue today in the Philippines at a three-story building that collapsed in a strong earthquake on Sunday. The Bureau of Fire Protection says six people have been rescued from the building since Sunday's magnitude 6.9 quake. Officials have yet to give an estimate of how many people may be inside the building, which housed a grocery store. Two people have died in the quake. From Washington, this is VOA News. The partisan battle lines are hardening as Washington braces for this week's expected House vote to impeach President Trump. AP's Ben Thomas reports.
Senator Ted Cruz tells ABC's This Week,
I think this is the beginning of the end for this show trial that we've seen in the House. I think it's going to come to the Senate. We're going to have fair proceedings, and then it's not going anywhere because the facts aren't there.
But Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer is raising doubts after Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell told Fox News last week he was working as one with the White House, and there's zero chance the president will be removed from office.
So far, McConnell has not come to me, and I'm worried that we won't get a fair trial where all the facts and all the truth comes out.
The House plans to vote Wednesday on two articles of impeachment, abuse of power and obstruction of Congress. Ben Thomas, Washington.
The office of the UN's top human rights official is urging India to scrap its new Citizenship Act, which it says discriminates against Muslims. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
Violent protests erupted in the Indian states of Assam and Tripura in the wake of last week's passage of India's new citizenship law. The UN Human Rights Office says it deplores the government's brutal crackdown on those protesting the enactment of the law, which it calls fundamentally discriminatory. Human rights spokesman Jeremy Lawrence says the law does not extend the same protection to Muslims.
The amended law would appear to undermine the commitment to equality before the law enshrined in India's constitution.
Lawrence says India's Citizenship Act could violate these international covenants which prohibit racial, ethnic, or religious discrimination. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
The Hallmark Channel draws bitter criticism after pulling some same-sex wedding ads. AP's Julie Walker reports.
We do.
No, I do.
We've helped a million couples plan their
wedding. The Zola.com ad features two brides kissing at the altar. The spot was pulled by Hallmark, which is known for its love stories, after a complaint from the conservative advocacy group 1 Million Moms, part of the American Family Association. A Hallmark spokesperson told the AP the network pulled the ads because the controversy was creating a distraction. A boycott Hallmark hashtag was trending on Twitter at one point. Celebrities, including Ellen DeGeneres, blasting the decision, asking, isn't it almost 2020? Julie Walker, New York.
Journalists and members of the public were sprayed with pepper spray by police during a protest at the Newtown Shopping Mall in Hong Kong's Sha Tin District. It was the latest anti-government demonstration in more than 6 months of protests. From Washington, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.